Today's shiur, Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Gimel. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Though the bulk of our Shiur is Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara that we will be beginning with appears at the bottom of Yud Beis Amid Beis. The issue here that we entitle the Nosei, and you will find the Nosei notation at the top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The topic is Kama Misukos, how much of the holiday of Sukkos Boi Lios Betkufas Tishrei has to be in the solar season known as Tkufas Tishrei, roughly corresponding to the autumn season. So we're going to point out in the Gemara, according to Shmuel, Lefi Shmuel, L'Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Yehuda, Kol Chol HaMoed, all of Chol HaMoed has to come out during the Tkufas Tishrei, which means that if Tkufas Tammuz, the summer season, extends till the beginning of Sukkos, the first day of Sukkos, but the first day of Chol HaMoed will already be at the very beginning of the autumn season, so there is no need to extend the year, and the extension would have thereby delayed the arrival of the holiday of Sukkos. The holidays, of course, are dependent on the lunar calendar. Therefore, according to Shmuel, in looking into Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, if the situation is such that all of Chol HaMoed will come out during the autumn season, during Tkufas Tishrei, there is no need to delay the arrival of Sukkos. If, however, you would have a situation that Tkufas Tammuz, the summer season, would be encroaching upon the Sukkos holiday, eating into the Sukkos holiday, taking up even the first day of Chol HaMoed, that would be in violation of the Gzeiras HaKosuv as he understands it. And as a result of that, we'd have to delay the arrival of Sukkos to ensure that the summer season finishes up before the arrival of Sukkos. According to Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, it is enough if even the last day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, we often refer to that as Hoshana Rabbah, if that comes out during the new autumn season. In other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, if the summer season, and needless to say, the seasons are governed by the solar calendar, if the summer season continues into Sukkos, into Chol HaMoed, leaving the last day of Chol HaMoed as part of the new autumn season, according to Rabbi Yossi, there would be no need to extend the calendar year, the Jewish lunar calendar year, no need to delay Sukkos. If, however, the summer season would continue and encroach upon all of the Sukkos holiday, then that will not be acceptable. And we'd have to delay the arrival of Sukkos by adding another month to the Jewish calendar, the Adar Beis. With that having been said, we now start the Gemara. Yud Beis Amud Beis, 3 lines from the bottom, the very last word on the line. We also note in our markings that we're starting a long nekuda, a long point. This is illustrated by the nun that you see encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, and it extends till four lines down from the top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. This illustrates that these lines of Gemara are all going to be part of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel's observation. We also have a diamond note, a diamond form. This is a part of an old series that started quite a while ago that encompasses the expression Ein Ma'abr Nes Hashana, etc. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Ein Ma'abr Nes Hashana, Elohim Kein Hoisa Tkufa Chasera Ruba Shel Chodesh. Ma'abrin has to do with adding a month, so he says, and this will turn out to be Shitas Rav Yehuda in a moment, that a year is not extended unless the Tkufa, this is a reference to the summer season, Tkufas Tammuz, unless it is missing time insofar that it has to consume, rove the majority of the month in order to complete itself, to be completed. The Gemara said, asks, V'kama rubo shel chodesh, how much is that? Shisha osor yom, 16 days. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, if Tkufas Tammuz, if the summer season encroaches upon the month of Tishrei, 16 days, that will tell us that you'll have to extend the year. Let's take a look at Rashi at the bottom. Shisha Asor Yom U'Tkufas Tishrei, the autumn season, in other words, the next season, would come out, the Yud Zayin would come out on the 17th of the lunar month of Tishrei. Aval Im Hoysa Tkufas Tishrei Nofelas B'Shisha Asor. If, however, the autumn season would come out on the 16th of the lunar Tishrei month, Ein Ma'abrin, there would be no need to delay the month, to delay the Sukkot holiday. Ulukame Yolef Taima, later the Gemara will bring out the reasons for it. We continue. Reb Yossi Omer, Echad V'Esrim Yom. He says that there will be no need to extend a year by adding another month unless the Tkufas Tammuz encroaches upon the lunar month of Tishrei by 21 days. As opposed to Rav Yehuda said, the encroaching of 16 days is reason for adding to the year. He says the encroaching of 21 days would be reason for adding to the year. Ushnehem mikra echad darshu. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi rely on the same pasuk. That pasuk is as follows: Chag Ha'asif Tkufas Hashana. Chag Ha'asif, the holiday of the ingathering, a reference to the Sukkot holiday, is Tkufas Hashana. It has to do with the season. Mor Savar, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Kulei Chag Bo'inon B'Tkufa Chadosha. All of the holiday is required to be in the new Tkufa. The new Tkufa, in this case, being the autumn season, the Tkufas Tishrei. Umor Savar Mixas Chag Bo'inon B'Tkufa Chadosha. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's enough if you have even a partial amount of the holiday in the new season. Before we go on, a very important technical note. The holiday of Sukkot comes out on the 15th of the month. Rabbi Yehuda says that we require all of the holiday to be in the Tkufa Chadosha. When he says all of the holiday, he really means to say all of Chol HaMoed, because the expression Chag HaOsif implies a holiday or a time during which one could be engaged in ingathering. During the holiday itself, the first day of the holiday, or the first days of the holiday, on the Torah level, the first day of the holiday, Tes Vav B'Tishrei, is the holiday itself. That's a time that is forbidden to be engaged in melachos. And included in melachos would be these different agricultural activities involved in ingathering. Therefore, Chag HaOsif is a reference to the Chol HaMoed period of the holiday, during which time there is more flexibility with regard to what we allow to be done by way of malachas. In other words, the list of forbidden activities when it comes to Chol HaMoed is more relaxed than it is during the holiday itself. Hence, Rashi points out that during Chol HaMoed, one would be allowed to gather in from his field things that if they're left there would go bad. Before we go further, we've provided a little chart or diagram at the bottom of the page that one might find helpful. At the lowest line of the page, you see a line with vertical small lines running along it. That is a reference to what's written on the right-hand side of that line, Chodesh Tishrei Levana, meaning the lunar month of Tishrei. We've written in dates there, Yud Gimel, the 13th of the month, Yud Dalet, Tesvav, and you notice under the Tesvav it says Sukkos, that's the beginning of the Sukkos holiday. Then the following days, Tes Zayin, which is the 16th of the month, through Chof Aleph, those are the Chol HaMoed days. And then Chof Beis of the month is Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. Above that line, there's another line, which reads, at the right-hand side of the line, it reads, Tkufas Tammuz, 91 and a quarter days. Tkufas Tammuz is Chamoch, indicating the sun-governed seasons. So Tkufas Tammuz we refer to as the summer season. It's a 91 and a quarter day period, and the arrows indicate that the summer season is continuing. And the question is, up to what point in the lunar month is the summer season going to be continuing? So we have an arrow pointing downwards on that line with a little question mark over it, indicating the different shittas. Maybe if it continues up till the 16th of the month, that would be Rabbi Yehuda's shita. If the summer season continues up till the 16th day of the lunar month of Tishrei, which would mean it's continuing into the first day of Chol HaMoed, then Rabbi Yehuda says you'd have to add a month to the year. Then you have a succeeding arrow, next arrow pointing downwards, pointing down to Hoshana Rabbah, the Chof Aleph, meaning the 21st of the month, which means that would be Rabbi Yossi's Shita. Namely, if the summer season continues up till the 21st day of the lunar month of Tishrei, that would be an unacceptable situation to be left as is, according to Rabbi Yossi. And hence, you'd have to add another month to the Jewish lunar calendar, which would thereby cause this lunar month of Tishrei to be pushed forward, if you will. If you want to use the diagram as illustration, it would be pushed to your left. And if you push it off to the left, then you would see that the solar phenomenon of the summer season would finish quite a bit before the arrival of the month of Tishrei, and certainly before the month of Sukkos, which is what we're aiming for. We continue back in the Gemara. My Kosavri, the opinions that we just read, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, what is their opinion with regard to what is known as Yom Tkufa? E Kosavri Yom Tkufa Gomer. If they are of the opinion that the day on which the season falls. This concept might be a little bit challenging to appreciate, but it states that the day on which the new season falls, that particular day, if you hold Yom Tkufa Gomer, that very first day is ascribed to the previous season. Okay, that means that the day that the new season is expected to arrive, that day nevertheless is associated with the previous season. If that be the case, then belav hachinami, even without us saying that the Yom Tkufa is the 16th of the month or the 21st of the month respectively, lo leman diomar kule chag iko, velo leman diomar miktas chag iko. According to neither one of these opinions will you accomplish their respective goals? What we should do now is look into the Rashi. You'll find the Rashi in the wide lines, the fourth of the widest lines underneath the Tosfos. I kosavri yom tkufa gomer. Yom shatkufa nefeles bo. The day in which the new season arrives. Hu gemar tkufa shavra. It represents the completion, if you hold it, it represents the completion of the previous season. The eino mitkufa chadosha, and it is not part of the new season. Loma li l'Rabbi Yehuda, shisha asar chasera, l'Rabbi Yossi, 21. Why was it necessary for Rabbi Yehuda to hold that the old season is encroaching 16 days into the new month, or according to Rabbi Yossi, 21 days? Belav hochi, even without those numbers, even with less numbers, you would still have to extend the year. Afilu lo chosre elo chamisha asar, l'Rabbi Yehuda. Even if the summer season was encroaching upon the lunar month of Tishrei 15 days. The tipol chadosha bishisha asar, oy esrim the Rabbi Yossi. The tipol beecholos beechod the esrim. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if the old season encroached 15 days into the lunar Tishrei, or according to Rabbi Yossi, 20 days into the lunar Tishrei. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Yom Tkufa would be on the 16th, or according to Rabbi Yossi, the Yom Tkufa would be on the 21st. Lo the Rabbi Yehuda ikal kulei chag, the lo the Rabbi Yossi ikal mixas chag. According to neither one of the opinions, would they accomplish their goal? Why is that? So let's take Rabbi Yehuda as an example. If you hold Yom Tkufa Gomer, and the old season extends not 16 days like Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel said, but would extend only 15 days into the lunar month, the Yom Tkufa then would be when? The 16th. But the Yom Tkufa is still ascribed to the old season. And if that be the case, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who requires all of Chol HaMoed to be in the new season, you would not accomplish having the entire Chol HaMoed in the new season. So why is it that Rabbi Yehuda said, according to Shmuel, why does Rabbi Yehuda say that a year is extended if the old season encroaches 16 days? Even if it encroached 15 days, you would still have reason for adding a month. Let's continue now in the Gemara. Elo kosavri. The opinions hold, namely Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi hold, Yom Tkufa Maschil. The day in which the new season arrives is associated, is ascribed to the new season. Therefore, if the Yom Tkufa is the 16th of Tishrei according to Rabbi Yehuda, that would mean that the old Tkufa encroached 15 days into the month, allowing the entire Chol HaMoed period to be part of the new Tkufa. Hence, there would be no problem and no need to extend the year, only if the old season encroached 16 days into the lunar Tishrei, and the Yom Tkufa, which would be Yom Tkufa Masil, would fall on the 17th, then and only then would you have a problem, and therefore need to extend the year. So at this point, let us focus on Rabbi Yehuda, and the reason for this suggestion is in anticipation of the long question the Gemara will be raising momentarily. It comes out then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, 2 points. One is that it is necessary to have all of Chol HaMoed in the new Tkufa. And the second point is that Rabbi Yehuda holds Yom Tkufa Maschil. The day in which the new Tkufa comes out, that day is ascribed to the new season. With that in mind, we're going to now start a long question. By the time we get to the end of the long question, we will have seen two Tanaic sources, And in the second source in particular, there will be numerous opinions presented. But as far as our technique in approaching this particular sugya, we're not going to be dwelling on each shita as they appear in the second source. That will be the role of the Gemara as it continues afterwards, whereby the Gemara will cite parts of this second source that's labeled in our markings as source number two, each opinion separately and with its own analysis. But for our purposes right now, we're going to be focusing on Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, as we just said. Meisve, the question begins. We see the length of the question by noticing the encircled kuf to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text with a vertical dashed line indicating all of these lines are part of the question. Meisve, Yoim Tkufa Goymer, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Notice, we've dashed underlined the word Gomer. Contrast that with the line just before, where we have the expressions Kosavri, and we had written in there, including Rabbi Yehuda, Gam Rabbi Yehuda, and the word Maschil. So we have, following our markings, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yom Tkufa is Maschil. In this Tanaic source, we see Yom Tkufa Gomer, according to Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's already a problem. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Yom Tkufa Maschil. The Old Tanya. We have another source. In this other source, before we even go further, let us point out the problem as far as Rebuta is concerned. In this source, we see different names underlined. The first one of the underlinings you'll notice in the source is Rebuta himself. And he says that we will extend a year if the old season encroaches upon the lunar month 20 days. And we have that expression, chof yom, dot underlined. So we're going to see here that according to Rabbi Yehuda, when is it necessary to extend the year? If you have it encroaching, the old season encroaching upon the month 20 days. Let's say it would encroach on the month 19 days. Well, according to what we're going to see in this source, there would be no need to extend the year. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you do not require all of Chol HaMoed to be in the new season. All you require is part of Chol HaMoed to be in the new season. That does not agree with what Shmuel said about Rabbi Yehuda, who, according to Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda required all of Chol HaMoed to be in the new season. Hence, we will see two kashas on Shmuel's presentation of the Tana Rabbi Yehuda by the time we get to the end of this long question. And by the way, the Gemara is not going to attempt to answer that. At the end of this Tanaic source, at the second Tanaic source, you see the word Kashya, indicating that it's left unanswered. So let's continue. The Old Tanya, we have another source. Ein Ma'abr Nes Hashana. Notice we have this diamond form because this is just another source in this list of sources that we've been keeping track during the last couple of dapim that open up with this expression. Eim Abur Nes Hashana, Eleim Kein Hoysa Tkufa Chaseira Ruboi Shel Chodesh. We will not add a month to the year unless the Tkufa, the summer season, is missing days to serve toward its completion. How many days? Rubo Shel Chodesh means the majority of the current month. In other words, in order to complete the 91 and a quarter days required to fill a season, it would have to, if it encroaches Rubo Shel Chodesh, then you'll have to extend the year. V'kama Rubo Shel Chodesh Shisha Asor Yom. That's the Tanakama's opinion. And Rashi points out that the new tkufa would come out on the 17th of the month. Then you would have to add to the year. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. And as we said before, this is really the focus of our attention. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Shtei Yodois Bachodesh. When will we need to add to the year? Add a month to the year? That is if the summer season needs Shtei Yodois, roughly two-thirds of the month, in order to complete its 91 and a quarter days. V'kama shtei yodos b'chodesh. How much is that? Chof yom, 20 days. We've written in between the lines that according to Rabbi Yehuda, boy, rak mitzvas chag. According to Rabbi Yehuda, all you need is to have part of the holiday in the new season. Udelo kishmuel. That's not like the way Shmuel presented matters. We've also offered for your convenience an asterisk with a yud beis notation, which draws your attention to the previous omid, to the bottom of yud beis omid beis. You'll notice there a corresponding asterisk indicating yud gimel omid aleph. Notice on that bottom line, we've dot underlined shisha osor yom. Compare that to chof yom, and you see a discrepancy. This is going to be the problem for Shmuel. Let us continue in the source, bearing in mind that the basic explanation of these shitas will be featured later in the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi Omer, mechashvin, we calculate. Shisha osor lifnei pesach, me'abrin. If the winter season is encroaching upon the Nisan month, 16 days, then you would have to add to the year. We haven't mentioned up till this point anything about the winter season, the Tkufas Teves, and the lunar month of Nisan in which Pesach falls out. We will get to this discussion later. Shisha Osor Lifnei HaChag, Ein Mabrin. If, however, the summer season is encroaching upon the Tishrei month and the holiday of Sukkot 16 days, then Ein Ma'abrin, there will be no need to extend the year. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af Shisha Osor Lifnei HaChag Ma'abrin. Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that you need all of the Chag in the new season. Therefore, if the summer season encroaches 16 days into the lunar month of Tishrei, you're thereby encroaching onto Sukkot itself, and therefore that's not acceptable, and you'll have to add a month to the year. Achirim omrim mi'uto. They say even a minority of the month. V'kama mi'uto. How much constitutes a minority? Arba'a asoryon, 14 days. With that, you can see the Tanaic source completes itself, because in our marking system, all Tanaic sources are treated with frames. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, Kashya, the information we've provided over here represents a difficulty for Rabbi Yehuda. And as we said, it's a difficulty for him on two counts. On one count, namely, how much of Sukkot is necessary to be in the new season. And we saw Rabbi Shmuel's opinion holding that you need all of the Chol HaMoed part of Sukkot in the new season. According to the sources we've seen here, only part is necessary. And regarding Yom Tkufa, according to Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Yom Tkufa, Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, is Yom Tkufa Maschil. And according to the first Tanaic source we saw here, it said Yom Tkufa Gomer. Before we go further in the Gemara, we'll now turn back to Shitas Rabbi Yossi to explain his opinion, and that will help for the coming Gemara. Rabbi Yossi said that we make a calculation, and he said, Aleph, that if it's Shisha Sor Lifnei HaPesach Ma'abrin, if the winter season, the Tkufas Teves, is encroaching upon Nisan by 16 days, then we will have to extend the year. Rashi explains this in detail and says that if you make this calculation, when you get to Sukkot time, by the time you get to Sukkot, in other words, you will be going through, we're dealing right now with the tail end of the winter season. If you begin the spring season, the Tkufas Nisan, on the 16th of the lunar holiday of Nisan, and you bear in mind that each Tkufa is 91 and a quarter days, so you move ahead on the calendar from the 16th of Nisan, 91 days for the Tkufas Nisan, and then another 91 days for the Tkufas Tammuz, for the summer season. In other words, you've moved ahead 182 days. You will find at the end of this period that you've landed on the 22nd of Tishrei. In other words, we've gone through the spring season and the summer season. And when is the autumn season going to begin? It'll begin on the 22nd of Tishrei. That means that you'll have none of the holiday of Sukkot coming out in the autumn season, during which time it has to come out. Some of Sukkot has to come out during the autumn season. Therefore, if you think ahead and make these calculations as we just did, if the winter season is going to be encroaching upon the month of Nisan by 16 days, when you go a half year ahead of time, it'll turn out that Sukkot will not come out at all. None of Sukkot will come out during the autumn season. And that's why Rabbi Yossi says, Shisha sar lefnei ha-pesach me'abrin. According to that, what's Rabbi Yossi's opinion? You gotta have some of Sukkot coming out during the autumn season. Even one day would be fine. Notice the second point Rabbi Yossi makes. The base that we've noted in the source in the middle of the page. Rabbi Yossi says that Shisha sar lefnei ha-chag, if the summer season encroaches upon Chag. Chag is a reference to Sukkot. If it encroaches upon the Tishrei month, hence the holiday of Sukkot, 16 days, there's no need to extend the holiday. Why is that? No need to extend the Jewish year by adding a month. Why is that? Well, because if the summer season ends on the 16th of Tishrei, well, at least I've got the 17th, the 18th, the 19th. These are all Sukkot days. I've got them in the new season. We're going to have to ask ourselves a question, and we'll ask this a little bit later in the Gemara. But didn't Rabbi Yossi say, I don't need to have all those days in the new season. It's enough even if I have one day. Therefore, this second comment of Rabbi Yossi, the Beis, that said, Shisha sar lefnei ha-chag, even if it said, Shiva sar lefnei ha-chag, or Shmona sar lefnei ha-chag, even if it was encroaching onto the summer season was encroaching onto the lunar month of Tishrei by 17 days, or 18 days, or even 19 days, I still have the last day of Sukkot coming out in the new season. So there's a little bit of discrepancy between the Aleph point of Yossi, which implied that I need to have that it's sufficient if I have just one day of Sukkot, and the base point of Rabbi Yossi, which seems to indicate that I need a few days of Sukkot in the new season. Let's now turn to the Gemara itself, Omar Mar. Before we read the Gemara, we notice the triangle marking, and on the outside margin we've featured Mivneh, Ad Omid Beis. This structure continues till the Omid Beis of the Gemara. The triangles are Tzitutim, are quotes, Mehamokar, from the source that began with the expression, Ein Ma'abrines Hashana. As we said earlier, we're now going to turn to each one of the Shitas and analyze them. Omar Mar. This is a quote from the source, Rabbi Yuda Omer Shtei Yodos B'Chodesh Esrim Yom. If the summer season encroaches upon the month of Tishrei by 20 days, we add to the year. Rabbi Yossi Omer Mechashvin. Well, even before we read Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the summer season is encroaching upon Tishrei by this many days, the feeling is that I'm not going to have Sukkot coming out in the new season, which is necessary. Rabbi Yossi says, Mechashvin, Shisha Osor Yoim Lefnei HaPesach Me'abrin. If we find that the winter season is encroaching upon Nisan by 16 days, we know that the autumn season, Tkufas Tishrei, will come out after Sukkot. It'll come out on the 22nd of Tishrei. Namely, I won't have even part of Sukkot in the new season. Let's go over the two shittas again. Rabbi Yehuda, who said that if the summer season is encroaching so many days into the new month, into Tishrei, I won't have even part of Sukkos in the new season. Rabbi Yossi says the same thing. With his that Nisan calculation, we said that the autumn season will then come out, leaving you, it'll come out so late in Tishrei that I won't have even part of Sukkos during the new season, during the autumn season. Therefore, the Gemara asks, Hainu Rabbi Yehuda. It comes out that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi are saying the same thing. Namely, according to both of them, our standard is that you have to have part of Sukkos during the new autumn season. And of course, if you have two opinions appearing in the same source, they have to be at odds with one another, otherwise they wouldn't both appear. Gemara finds a point of difference. Yoim tkufa goimer v'yoim tkufa maschil ika binayhu. The point of difference between them is how do we view that day in which the new season falls out. We discussed this a little bit earlier. Therefore, according to Rebbe Yehuda, he will be of the opinion Yom Tkufa Gomer. Therefore, if you say as follows, the summer season encroaches onto Tishrei by 20 days, the Yom Tkufa would be on day 21. If you say Yom Tkufa Gomer, you're basically saying that the Yom Tkufa is ascribed to the previous season. Chof Aleph Tishrei, we mentioned before, maybe we should emphasize it even more, is the last day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos. If the Yom Tkufa comes out on the 21st of Tishrei, that's the last day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos. And it's Yom Tkufa Gomer, it's ascribed to the previous season, to the summer season, then I don't have any of Sukkos coming out during the autumn season. And all of that is a result of this 20-day encroachment statistic that we just mentioned. Namely, 20 days of summer season into Tishrei, that lands you on, let us say, day 20. Yom Tkufa coming out day 21, but Yom Tkufa Gomer says that day 21 is as well is ascribed to the previous summer season. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I would need to add to the year. According to Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, Yom Tkufa Maschil. Therefore, when does a need to add to the year arrive? Only if you say that the old season encroaches till the 22nd of Tishrei. If, however, the old season would complete itself, leaving the new season to begin on the 21st of Tishrei, and that would be the Yom Tkufa, then you would not need to extend the year. And that's a function of Yom Tkufa Maschil. Continuing in the Gemara, let us point out before we go any further, though, that the appropriate Rashi for this last point in the Gemara, the Yom Tkufa Maschil Ika Binayu, is found on the top of Omid Beis. In other words, the Rashi is a little bit out of place. We continue now in the Gemara. Omar Mor. This is a quote from Rabbi Yossi. Shisha Osor Lefnei Hachag Eim Avrim, which meant, and we said this before, if the Tkufas Tammuz, the summer season, encroaches onto the lunar Tishrei by 16 days, there is no need to extend the year. Why is that? Because they have a decent amount of Sukkos coming out in the new season, the summer season having ended on the 16th of Tishrei. What does that mean for us? Especially in light of the fact that we said Yom Tkufa Maschil is Shitas Rabbi Yossi, that would mean that the 17th of Tishrei is already the autumn season, the new season. Does that mean that Rabbi Yossi holds that I need the 17th of Tishrei in the new season, and I need the 18th of Tishrei in the new season? And what would be, according to this, if I had just the 21st of Tishrei in the new season? Would that not be good enough? Elo, l'Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara asks, Shisha asar lifnei hachag, hu delo, if you have the old season, the summer season, ending up on the 16th of Tishrei, then and only then are you saying, I don't add to the year. Ha Shibsar 17, Vitamnisar 18, Ma'abrin. But if this summer season would last till the 17th or till the 18th, I would extend the year. But that's not so. That's not so within Rabbi Yossi v'Omar. Rabbi Yossi himself said, Shisha Asar Lifnei HaPesach. In. Notice we have this squiggle arrow that's to help you find the line on which this point was mentioned earlier by Rabbi Yossi, which said that if the winter season encroaches upon the month of Nisan by 16 days, then I need to add to the year. And that calculation stated that if you needed 16 days of summer, if 16 days of winter season encroached onto Nisan, then Tkufas Tishrei would come out on the 22nd of the lunar month of Tishrei. Well, and only then do I have a problem. So let's read this again. V'omar shisha asar lifnei pesach in, which really means only then, when Tkufas Tishrei comes out on the 22nd of the lunar Tishrei, then do I need to add to the year? Botsir lo. But if the Tkufas Tishrei would encroach less, in other words, the autumn season would encroach, the summer season would encroach less onto the lunar month of Tishrei, I would not need to add to the year. And why would that be? Because I will have, if the Tkufas Tishrei would come out instead of the 22nd of Tishrei, but the Tkufas Tishrei would come out on the 21st of Tishrei, I have one day, that's enough. So how could he say before that I need to have many days of Sukkot in the new Tkufa? One over here we see that all you need is one day. Lo. We shouldn't learn like we just did. Rather, Edi, the Edi Ein Ma'abrin. Even if Tkufas Tishrei encroached not just till the 16th of the lunar Tishrei, but it encroached to the 17th, to the 18th, to the 19th, to the 20th, we would still not add to the year. So why did he mention the 16th? The Aidi Ditona Reisha Shisha Asar Lefnei HaPesach, and since in his Aleph comment, his first comment, in which you definitely have to add the year, namely when the winter season encroaches onto the lunar Nisan by 16 days, which we said resulted in the autumn season coming out in the 22nd of Tishrei. Therefore, Tonanami Shisha Sar Lifnei Achag. Therefore, he used the same number 16 before 16 in the with regard to the summer season encroaching onto the lunar Tishrei. That you're not ma'abr, that we don't add to the year. But truth be told, the 16 over there, the shisha asar lifnei achag, is not with precision, because it could encroach even 17 days, 18 days, 19 days, even 20 days into the lunar Tishrei month. But for the sake of balance, since in the Aleph comment he mentioned Shisha Asar, in the Beis comment he mentions Shisha Asar as well. In the Aleph comment of Rabbi Yossi, the Shisha Asar was precise. In the Beis comment, the Shisha Asar was stated for linguistic purposes only. We continue with quotes from the source in the middle. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af Shisha Asar Lifnei HaChag Me'abrin. Which means, if the summer season encroaches into the lunar Tishrei 16 days, we will add to the year. Notice the asterisk we have in the space to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara. This draws your attention to a corresponding asterisk higher up on the page, where the same time frame was mentioned. It said there, Shisha Asar Yom. If the and the Tanakhama at that point had said that if the summer season encroaches 16 days into the lunar Tishrei, we will have to add to the year. Well, Rav Shimon says this seems to say the same thing. And therefore, the Gemara asks the question, Hainu Tana Kama. They seem to be saying the same thing. The Gemara answers, Ika binayu yoim tkufa maschil, the yoim tkufa gomer, the lo misaimi. They differ with regard to how one views the yoim tkufa, the day on which the new season falls out. Do you ascribe that to the new season, Yom Tufa Masul, or do you ascribe that to the previous season, Yom Tufa Gomer? The Lo Misaimi means that there is no simon, there's no sign to tell who holds which opinion. Namely, who the Tana Kama versus Rabbi Shimon, who holds what? Yom Tufa Masul or Yom Tufa Gomer? But there is a point of difference between them. Achirim Oimrim, Mi'uto, we are ma'aber the year, we add to the year, if even a minority of the month is consumed by the old season. V'kamo mi'uto, what is meant by a minority of the month? Arba'o asar yom, 14 days. In other words, if the previous season was in, which is a solar phenomenon, the previous season was encroaching upon the lunar month by 14 days, then you will have to add to the year. The Gemara asks, we have to understand this opinion. My Kosavri, what is the opinion of the Achirim? E Kosavri Yoim Tkufa Gomer Vekule Chag Boinon, if they are of the opinion that the Yoim Tkufa is ascribed to the previous season. Let's use a concrete example now. The summer season, which encroaches upon the lunar month of Tishrei. And if you say that the summer season is encroaching upon the lunar month of Tishrei by 14 days, and the Yom Tkufa would come out on the 15th, even if you say that the 15th of Nisan, of Tishrei, even if you say that the 15th of Tishrei, which is the Yom Tkufa, and it is ascribed to the summer season, there's still the autumn season will come out on this, will start on the 16th. You've got all of the holiday, all of the Chol HaMoed part of the holiday in the new season. So why is it that the Achirim would say that you have to add a whole month to the year? There's no need to add anything. Let us emphasize a point that we mentioned earlier. When the Gemara says here, Kulei Chag Boinon, that you need all of the holiday, or that you need all of the holiday in the new season, when we say the holiday, we're referring to Chag HaOsif, which is a reference to the Chol HaMoed part of Sukkot. And as we said in our explanation, even if you hold that Yom Tkufa Gomer, namely the Yom Tkufa in this example would come out on the 15th of Tishrei, true, the 15th of Tishrei is the beginning of Sukkot, but the autumn season would start on the 16th of Tishrei, which is the beginning of Chol HaMoed, which is a time during which I'm allowed to engage in agricultural activity if it's a Dover HaOvid. Why, therefore, do the Achirim say that we would add to the year? There's no need to delay anything. We now see a double underline, which is one of our series markings. The reason for that is we're going to have two approaches, that of Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, and a few lines later you can see Ravina, that are here to explain Shitas Achirim, that say that we add to the year when the Tkufa, when the season encroaches upon the new month by 14 days. Omar Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, Achirim, this opinion that we saw featured, Bitkufas Nisan Kaimi, they are discussing the spring time. They're describing the issue of the holiday of Pesach. Up till now, we were emphasizing throughout the entire sugya the need for Sukkot to come out during the autumn season. In the next few lines of Gemara, we're going to be emphasizing the Pesach holiday and its need to come out during the spring season, the Chodesh HaAviv. So Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak points out that the Achirim are focusing on the spring season and its relationship to the holiday of Pesach. The Gemara goes on. Dichtiv, Shmor es Chodesh Ha'aviv. That's the Pasuk, which means Shmor Aviv Shel Tkufa Shehei B'Chodesh Nisan. We are certainly not to translate the Gemara here literally. Rather, the meaning of the Gemara is that one has to make sure that the spring season comes out while the lunar month of Nisan is still in its new form. What does that mean, new form? The month is said to be in its new state Kol Zman, as long as the moon hasn't reached its full form. As everyone knows, mid-month, the moon is in its full phase. After that, it starts to decrease in size. The moon's characteristics of waxing and waning. The Pasuk is telling us, make sure that the spring season comes out at a point in the month that it's still bechidusha, that it's still in its new form. Let us glance at the Rashi. Shmor es chodesh aviv, shmor aviv shel tkufa shiei b'chodesh nisan. Shmor tkufas nisan shel chama, be careful or see to it that the spring season shiei b'soy chidusha shel avona, that it should come out while the moon is still growing, is still increasing. Aviv, who, the expression aviv is a reference to nisan shel chama, a reference to the season of the Nisan season, the spring season. She'ein Nisan Kori Aviv al-P Bishol Hatvua. The term Aviv associated with Nisan is a reference to grain ripening. Shemis Bakeres Bo. It ripens during this time. V'chol Bikur Hatvua V'Aite Hakayetz V'Achoref. All of these matters concerning crop ripening and times of the summer and the winter, the Cheshbon HaChamohem, they are solar phenomena. V'yomer Rachmona, and the Torah instructs us, Shmor Shihei Nisan Shel Chamo, the spring season, at its beginning point, Nimshach L'Soich Yemei Chidusha Shel Levona, that it, the spring season, should come out while the month, the Nisan month, is still in its new form. Dichtiv chodesh vein loshon chidush nofe el alavana. The expression renewing is something that is associated with the moon, as naturally el alavana hamischadeshes, that we know that it waxes and wanes, it renews itself and then disappears. Vashminon shei nisan shochama nimshach besoch yemei chidush alavana bemiktsas. We want the spring season to come out while the month of Nisan, the lunar month of Nisan, is still in its new phase. The Kamohen Yemei Chidusha Yud Dalid Yomim. We want the spring season to come out at least on the no later than the 14th of the lunar month. Mikan Melech Yeshana. After the 14th day, it starts to age. It starts to get old. Therefore, the Achirim say, according to Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, spring season is going to start after the 14th of the lunar month of Nisan, that's too late. And therefore, we have to delay the lunar month of Nisan from arriving. The Gemara asks, V'la'abre la'ador? If our whole interest is making sure we catch one day of the lunar Nisan to be part of the new spring season, in other words, as we said before, if the spring season starts after the 14th, then we're in trouble. But if the spring season starts on the 14th and everything is good, we can accomplish this by, instead of adding an entire month to the calendar, just add one day to the previous month, namely the month of Adar. And if I do that, I will delay Nisan by a day, and I'll have the solar spring season beginning at a point during which Nisan is still in its new form. It's still in its chidush time. Omar Rav Acha Bar Yankiv, Tana milamalo lemato kachoshiv. The Tana, when he mentioned 14 days, is starting from a higher number going down to a lower number. The Hochi Ka'amar, and as it is as follows that he was saying his halacha. Ad mi'uto me'abrin. V'kama mi'uto arba sor yom. In order to understand this part of the Gemara, we will turn to Rashi, a little more than halfway down. Tana di achirim, the opinion of the achirim, milamalo lamato kachoshiv, was calculating from a higher number down to a lower number. V'hochi komar, me'abrin ad mi'uta, v'lo mi'uta b'chlal. We will add to the year up till the, we will need to add to the year a whole month, down to the point that you reach the minority of the month, but the minority itself is not included in this calculation. Klomar. And Rashi now explains in a much clearer fashion. Im techsar tkufas teves, if the winter season is missing, shmoina soryomim, 18 days, meaning in order to complete the 91 and a quarter days that constitutes the winter season, you'll have to encroach upon the lunar month of Nisan by 18 days. Oh, Yud Zayin, or 17 days. Oh, Tez Zayin, or 16 days. Oh, Tezvav, or 15 days. In other words, the winter season will be eating into Nisan, the lunar Nisan, by 15 days. The Tipol Tkufas Nisan Biyom Tez Zayin, and the spring season will fall out on the 16th. Oh, then Ma'abrin, then I'm going to have to add a full month. Avol. Im Chosra Yud Dalid. If, however, the winter season is missing 14 days, namely, in order to complete its 91 and a quarter days, it has to eat into the lunar month of Nisan by 14 days, the Nafol Tkufas Nisan B'Tezvav, and the spring season will come out on the 15th, then Ein Ma'abrin, there is really no need to add an entire month. De Ma'abrin La'Ador, it's enough that we add a day to the previous lunar month of Ador. The Tipol Tkufas Nisan B'Yud Dalid, and the new season, the spring season, will come out on the 14th. The Yom Tkufa Maschil, and the Yom Tkufa constitutes the, is associated with the new season. V'yaseh Pesach b'tkufa chadosha, and Pesach will come out when it is supposed to come out, in the tkufa chadosha, in the new season. Therefore, the expression that was used by the achirim that said mi'uto, he really was beginning from when is there a need to add till the, to, when is there a need to add a month to the year? That is if the old season, the winter season, is encroaching a majority of the lunar Nisan, and starting from a high number, as we saw, 18 days, 17 days, 16 days, or 15 days. If the winter season is encroaching that much, 15 days, and the Yom Tkufa will come out on the 16th, then we have to add a full month. If, however, it is encroaching only, not, no, it's not 15 days, but only 14 days, then that's what he meant, mi'uto. If it's encroaching only that, then there is no need to add an entire month, it will be sufficient to add one day. Therefore, if the winter season is encroaching 14 days, and the Yom Tkufa comes out on the 15th of Nisan, we don't add a full month, we add one day to the previous month, the month of Adar. And if the summer, if the winter season is encroaching 13 days into the lunar Nisan, and the Yom Tkufa would come out on the 14th of Nisan, then there would be no need to add anything. Let us continue in the Gemara. Ravina Omar, the Oilom Achirim B'Tishrei Kaimi. Ravina says that the Achirim follow the previous opinions as well, and that the Achirim focuses on the Tishrei month, during which time Sukkot comes out, because Savri Achirim, and they are of the opinion, when they said that if the old season is encroaching 14 days, the old season, in this case being the summer season, is encroaching 14 days into the lunar Tishrei, I'm going to have to add to the year, they hold the following. Kule Chag Bo'inon V'Yom Tov Rishon. They want all of Sukkot, including the first day as well, the 15th, to be in the autumn season, in the Tkufas Tishrei. Therefore, if you have the following story, 14 days of Tishrei are used to complete the summer season, and the Yom Tkufa would come out on the 15th of Tishrei, and you hold that Yom Tkufa Gomer, this is a point that Rashi makes, Yom Tkufa Gomer would state that the first day of Sukkot would be part of the old season, then I'm in trouble, and therefore I have to add a month to the calendar year in order to delay the arrival of Tishrei, and hence the arrival of Sukkot. The Gemara asks, but why do the Achirim require the first day as well to be part of the new season, Yom Tov Rishon? Why should they hold that? Chag Ha'Osif Ksiv. The Torah uses the expression Chag Ha'Osif, which implies a time during which you're able to gather in the grains. To gather in the harvest, and that's something that you would not do during the first day of the holiday. So the Gemara answers, that's true. However, the understanding of the Torah is as follows: Chag Habo Bizman Asifa, the holiday that comes out during a time of year in which people are engaged in gathering grains. And that holiday, the entire holiday, has to come out during the new Tkufa, the autumn Tkufa. With that, we now turn to some of the other points mentioned in the Mishnah. Smichas Zekenim. According to Rav Shimon, 3 were necessary, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, 5 were necessary. The topic that we're dealing with is the number of judges required for placing their hands on the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibor, on the special korban brought in the event that the Beis Din HaGadol errs in their psak. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a Tanaic source here in the covering the topic of Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibor. Before we go on in the Gemara itself, let us read the pasuk that appears written in the margin of the Gemara. Vayikra Dalet Pasuk Tezayin V'samchu Ziknei Ho'edah Es Yedehem Al Rosh HaPar, and the elders of the assembly will place their hands on the head of the cow Lifnei Hashem V'shochad Es HaPar Lifnei Hashem, and they will slaughter it in the Lifnei Hashem means in the Beis HaMikdash. Tana Rabbanan, we turn to the Gemara. V'samchu Ziknei, that's a quote from the Pasuk. The Ziknei placed their hands. Yochol Ziknei Hashuk. Does it possibly mean any old people, namely people that are not part of a Sanhedrin? Talmud Lomar, Eda. The Pasuk uses that word. E Eda, the word Eda would come to preclude non-Sanhedrin members. E Eda, Yochol, Katne Eda, maybe it's a reference to the to members of the Sanhedrin Haktana, to a court of 23. Several members from a court of 23 would be sufficient. Talmud Lomar, Ha Eda. The Torah adds the letter He, indicating the special assembly, Miyuchadim Sheba Eda, namely the head assembly, the Sanhedrin Hagdola, that a court of 71. Vekamohen, and how many are necessary for this particular process of placing of hands on this korban? So we answer, Vesamchu is a plural word. They place their hands, is Shnayim, minimum plural is two. Ziknei, this is also a word in the plural, Shnayim. V'ein Bezdin Shakul, and you can't have an even number. Mosifin Aleim Od Echad, we add one. So as a result of two times the minimum plural, two plus two, four, and no even bezin, we add another one. Hareikan Chamisha Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that comes out to five, as is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Omer Ziknei equals Shnayim. The Ein Bezin Shakul, two is an even number, and we can't have that. Therefore, Mosifin Aleim Od Echad, we add another one. Hareikan Shlosha, for a total of three. The Gemara now engages in a back and forth discussion. What we've done in our markings, we squiggle underline the names as they come, indicating a type of flowing discussion, each one retorting to the other's comment. Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara asks, Hawk see Visamchu. Rabbi Shimon, who comes up with only three, how does he account for the word Visamchu? He says, Hahu miboyale legufei. I need that to teach itself, meaning to teach the halacha that is learned by merely translating the word, meaning that there is a need to place the hands. It's therefore not available for teaching me numbers. Rabbi Yehuda, legufei lo tzorech. I don't need the word v'samchu to teach me the basic procedure of placing of hands. De'im kein de'lo osi v'samchu l'drosha. If it were so that v'samchu is not coming to teach me about numbers, and the Torah is trying to convey simply the idea of placing of hands, it wouldn't have used the word v'samchu at all. Lichtov, it would have been sufficient for the Torah to write, Ziknei ho'edo yudehem al rosh hapar, that the hands of the sages, of the elders, will be placed, it says, al rosh hapar, means on its head. So if hands are on its head, that is obviously a function of placing one's hands. Rabbi Shimon, what's his response to that? E kosiv hachi, he says, if the pasuk would have been written without v'samchu and stated just like we mentioned now, with by saying al rosh hapar, havi amino my al, I would have thought, you know what the word al means? Besamuch. Al has another connotation; it can mean next to. And since the Torah wrote v'samchu, it's only through that do I know that the placing of the hands is on top of and not next to. Hence, according to Reb Shimon, v'samchu is not available to teach me numbers. Now that's a good point. Therefore, that brings out like a new approach to the numbers. Rabbi Yehuda got to five. He says that the word v'samchu is in fact available for teaching me numbers, and I don't need v'samchu to teach me on top of, because I can learn the idea of on top of. Rabbi Yehuda goma roish roish me'oila. He learns a gezerah shava, a word comparison, from the korban oila, where it says in the Torah that he places his hands on the head of the oila. So since in both psukim you see the word rosh, you have in the korban oila where it says vayismoch, he places his hands on the head of the oila. Therefore, in our pasuk of the parhelim, I don't need again the word v'samchu to teach me that idea, because I can get to that same conclusion through the word comparison. Therefore, if the word v'samchu appears according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's there for numbers. Hence he gets to 5. Rabbi Shimon, who only got to 3, Lo Gomar Roish Roish Me'olah. He doesn't have a tradition of that word comparison for making that Gezeira Shavah. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon is forced to use the word Vesamchu to teach me placing literally, placing on top of literally, and it's not available for numbers. Tana. We have a Tanaic source. It says, Smicha U'smicha Zesikeinen B'shloisha. Before we go on, the topic heading that we have in the outside margin, Vinose, Bo'inon Shloisha L'smicha Zekenim. We need 3 for the purpose of Smichas Zekenim. What does Smichas Zekenim refer to? The Gemara will ask that question, and it will ultimately answer, Likare Rebbe, for someone to be called or given the title of Rebbe, Lodun Dine Knossos. And with that, with achieving this smicha, he is then able to rule over knas cases. Those are financial situations where the payment does not correspond directly to the amount in question. For example, in the case of Geneva, a thief is expected to pay kefel twice. Hence, the extra amount, the kefel amount, is a function of a knas categorizing. Let us continue in the Gemara. My smicha. What is meant in this source by that word? Umay smichas zekenim. Omer of Yochanan, mismach savi. To be called Rabbi. The Gemara now, Abaye now asks a question. If the source is telling me that smicha and smicha zekenim, namely smicha zekenim being the we have smicha and smicha zekenim, one of those expressions referring to being called Rabbi. Where did he learn the number 3 from? So, Omer le Abaye the Rav Yosef, mismach savi b'shloisha menolon. From where do we, does that source know that it's 3? I leimo midichti v'yismoich es yodav olav. If you'll say that it's learned from the pasuk whereby Moshe Rabbeinu placed his hands, so to speak, on Yehoshua, ihachi tiski b'chad, then suffice, let one be sufficient. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu was one when he was conveying smicha to Yehoshua, so in general, let us learn from that, and one would be enough. Why 3? If you say that Moshe Rabbeinu's significance was corresponded to 71, then let the halacha require or insist upon having 71 for the purpose of smichas zekenim. Kashya, this is left unresolved. In other words, where do we know that the conveying of the title smicha to a person is done through 3 is a bit, is not known from this Gemara. Omalei Rav Acha Brei de Rav Ravashi. Biyodo Mamish Samchinle, the conveying of the smicha title to be called Rabbi to a scholar, is that through the literal placing of the hands on him? Omalei Samchinle Bishmo, Kori Le Rabbi. The smicha is accomplished through calling him Rabbi, through assigning him the title, V'avi le reshusa lemeidan dine knosis, and through this he gains license to preside over cases involving knas. The Gemara will then raise a long question, which continues on to the top of Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. We will just begin the question right now, leaving the balance of it for the next shiur. The Gemara asks, V'chad lo samech, is it so that one does not grant smicha, that one does not convey, that a singular party cannot convey smicha? We have an arrow here in the space to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, corresponding to the line above that said begimel, that said you need 3. So we're asking, is one not sufficient? But we know, V'homer v'yidu amarav, Bram, in truth, Zahur also Ish Latov Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Shmoy. Let us recount, recall this great man, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Shil Molehu, if not for him, the bracketed session we would skip and say to the top of the next Amid says Botlu Dine Kosos Misrael. If not for him, the ability to preside over Dine Knossos would have stopped. And we're going to see in the oncoming Gemara how he singularly conveyed smicha to others. At the end of the very long question, however, the Gemara will point out that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, though in the story that is yet to be seen, is featured by himself. The truth is that there were others with him, but because of his paramount importance, their names were not recounted along with him. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.